Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. Welcome everyone to The Mind Paradox podcast. I'm really excited to talk to you guys today about our imagination and visualization. You know, your mind is arranged by images of what we believe, consent to be true, and the concept of ourselves. Our imagination is a tool, and our mind is like a garden. Like every garden, you need pruning shears to take out of the weeds that you have planted in your mind. Your garden is always projecting itself, and you can see it by looking carefully out into your world. Whatever you project and perceive comes from your mind. What you're allowed in your garden to grow, it will project into your reality. You know, the mind can't tell the difference between what's real or not. That's why your imagination plays a huge aspect in our personal evolution. Here's the thing. We can't create anything, and we already know that. But how do we do it? First, we must understand that in order to create anything, we must create it in the mind with the power of our imagination. When we imagine, we create, and we're all part of this imagination. Actually, life itself is an activity of imagination. Here are the concepts of imagination. There are different ways of how you can utilize this tool. Pictures, words, feelings, heck, taste, sounds, and even our smell are some of the qualities and techniques that we must incorporate into our imagination to create in our mind. There are many ways for us to achieve the outcome that we desire, and this is utilizing one of them. When you're imagining, you're visualizing, and visualization is important to manifest what you want. Your mind works in details, and when you're visualizing, you must actually associate yourself into the scene. See through your own eyes first, as a first-person point of view, is actually the language your mind speaks. It understands your internal representation by being able to see and comprehend your sensory perception, like smell, sound, touch, and taste. Let me expand on that. In order for our minds to believe that it has or has not happened yet, we need to describe step by step. Associating into the picture is like a muscle you see yourself doing the action. It's a muscle that we gotta exercise internally in order to basically get to perfection. For example, I use this all the time, and I use this with my clients of how to practice this muscle. Imagine you're holding yourself a book. When you're holding it, what does it feel like? When you're turning the page, how does it sound like and also smell like? Reading the words out loud and the way that you feel about reading a book. That's how your perception is through your own eyes. You gotta see yourself taking the action of doing it. Or here's another one. Practice, for example, getting up and going outside smelling the roses. Track yourself back, sit in a quiet corner, and think about all the steps that you've done to go outside and smell the flower. It's almost as if you're training your mind to fully see yourself from a different perspective. You gotta see your mind internally to create that thing. So when you're sitting back and recreating those steps, you're not also just thinking about it, you're also visualizing everything that goes into place. The smell of the flower, if it was sunny outside, you're feeling yourself being full of emotions. Those feelings are actually being projecting in your mind at the same time. This will also include where, when, who, what, and even whom. It's part of your visualization. Meaning, if you want to manifest anything or something, ask yourself, who will be there with you when you X'd, or where will it happen when you X'd? For example, let's say you want to manifest $10,000. Well, who's going to be there when you receive a check? Is it coming from a check, or is it coming from cash, or how are you going to receive the $10,000? You gotta be as specific and detailed. Your mind can't tell the difference, so the more that we guide it in the right direction to manifest the things that we want, we will know immediately what it is. But the first step that we gotta take is the association aspect. once we know who's going to be there, when is this happening, and what's going to happen, you got to incorporate all of the components in order to create the visualization to be successful. You got to add all your feelings, all the sensations, the touch, the hearing, the smell, every little detail to create it. And more than anything, you're building a picture inside of yourself so that you can create it in the physical. This is a huge key into how the visualization plays. Make it fun and make it enjoyable, because exactly what you're going in that process, you're also creating frequency. Now, I'm going to say this again, because a lot of people, when they're telling you to manifest, to visualize, or to even say your affirmations, they leave out the part which is the most important, the frequency that you create. That's right. Internally, when you are creating an image and you're visualizing something that you want to happen, you immediately are creating and aligning a vibration of frequency within your body. So you have to check. It's like a checkpoint, like a radio station. You know, when you're moving to get the right station of where the sound is like perfectly and you can hear the music, your body's doing the exact same thing. So pay attention to your frequency. Even if you're getting a tingly of excitement or sometimes you can alter your emotions and feeling a little bit hot or starting to feel a little bit excited, that frequency, you want to lock that down. So when you're recalling that memory, it's fully in place with the frequency. So not only you have your five senses, the acuity of what you want to manifest with smell, touch, sound, hearing, you also have the components of, in this case, the five W's: where, what, when, who, why, how. It's not a W, but you know, you know what I mean. You add those two in consideration, and then you put in your frequency of your energy. Boom, you're going to see changes. You know why? Because when you're aligned all of those things, it's like a chain that goes one to another, and your mind is going to start generating that. How you paint a picture in your mind will feed from the components. It needs to know what it's going to look like in order to make it happen. Like I mentioned, your mind doesn't know the difference, so therefore we got to guide it. We need to describe the details in our minds so we know that in that way, that how we're guiding it, we will build that picture to create it. Now, let me explain you this, because otherwise, a lot of people kind of have the misunderstanding of how visualization works. You're going to track the things that you want, and in order to achieve the things, you got to know how to track it in your process, in your internal representation. When you think of success, do you have a picture? What does that look like? Act like, sound like, feel like? That's a key, not only for manifestation or visualization, but to program anything that you want to achieve in your life, you gotta know how you do your internal process. Your internal process for manifesting money, your internal process for losing weight, your internal process for attracting the person that you want to be with, and more than anything, the way of you accept and love yourself. There are patterns that we have been built in, and there are functions that we have created within. So, as soon as you start the visualization process, think about this. Okay, all of my senses are in place. All of the things that are going to enhance my visualization are in place. My frequency is aligned. You also got to make that picture as bright as you can. You got to step into it, and you got to dim the color as bright, bright, bright that you can. Because that way your mind is going to start realizing that, oh, this is happening. This is going on. In the NLP world, this is called submodalities. You can change your submodalities internally of the things that you want and you don't want. So, if you want to make that achievable outcome, you got to make it presentable to yourself that it's achievable, stated in the positive terms, and is also ecological with you and everybody else around you. Here's the thing. When we want to achieve the things that we want, sometimes we think that it's just for us. But in reality, we also got to think, how would this benefit me? do I already know someone else that has achieved that goal? You gotta think more, far deeper into what it's like to truly manifest the things that you want. If there is a blockage in within you of energy that is not coming out, it could be because you're not ready to achieve those things. Or not only that, it's because the environment that you've created, it's not ready for you to bring that in, for you to open the space for bring and allow more what's to come. When you practice your visualization, let's say at night when you go to bed, or in the morning when you wake up, I do it night and day, and it helps me stay motivated. But most of you may or may do it whenever it's best convenient for you, and that's okay. When you wake up, let's say, and you're visualizing to start the day, think about all those components. Think about all the little details. And as soon as you have them, make that picture brighter. As bright, bright, bright as you can. And as soon as you're done, here's the next key that you gotta pay attention to. Step out of the image. That's right. You want to dissociate from it. Here's the reason why. The minute that you keep repeating yourself that image, your mind is going to believe that it has already achieved it. What is it going to do? Nothing. You paint the picture, and then it's going to think they already achieved it. Great. I don't have to do any extra work. We already have that boat that we wanted. We already have that money that we always wanted. It's already there because you're painting the picture. But what actually happens, you're tricking the mind when you dissociate because it's a trigger. You see, here's what's happening. Your brain is actually releasing a chemical substance that is making you want to go out and get achieve those things. So you're going to start to work, and you're going to start attracting the people that's going to allow you to bring in that type of income. You're going to meet that person that maybe is going to get you into the boat that you're seeking for. That is the theory of the mind. You see, when you visualize something and you sit there and you ponder about it and you're like, why isn't it happening? Why isn't it happening? Well, it's so simple. The mind already thinks it's already believed it. It thinks it already achieved it because they can't tell the difference whether it's real or not. They can't tell if it's happening in the physical realm or not. So that's our work. That's what we gotta do to make it happen. In this case, as soon as we dissociate from the mind, as soon as we dissociate and detach from that, guess what? We lock it in place, and then we go to work. We take the action immediately, as soon as fast as we say we're going to do something, so that we can create the reality. In this case, we detach from the visualization, and we go to work. Let the mind do its course and take its own action. But I mean what that is, basically, the mind is going to do its work to attract the things that you want. It's going to basically start generating, like I just mentioned, the people. It's going to generating the job that you need. It's going to start bringing everything into line. And then all of a sudden, guess what? You're attracting the things that you want. You're achieving the things that you want. But if you sit there and like nagging on your mind of like, hey, we got to make this happen. We got to make this not happen. One, the mind is going to believe it already happened. And two, it's not going to want to do it. So now you know. One, you create it with the five sensory acuity, the five W's, and associating and dissociating. Remember, the key to manifesting and visualizing is associating and dissociating. Those are two different things. You're going to associate by looking through your own eyes and seeing it, you seeing your own, you taking the action in the moment as it is. And dissociation is being away. It's almost the best way that I can explain dissociation that it makes more sense to me. It's like seeing yourself doing the activity in a TV. So like if you're pretending to see yourself on a TV, that's basically what dissociation being away from it. You're seeing yourself. If this is also a muscle to practice, it's the same thing. To develop the muscle of dissociation, practice yourself picking up a pencil and taking it into the other side of the room. But you got to watch yourself do it. That's the way that the mind works. It's the language of the internal mind of how everything correlates together so that you can achieve the results. This isn't like something that's tricky or anything like that. There are features about the mind that we've not been taught how to use. And therefore, now that we're learning how to use them, we got to put them into practice. It's like knowing the order. It's like the recipe, right? When you're baking a cake and you're missing an egg, the cake is not going to do itself what it's supposed to do because your recipe is not complete. And that is exactly what is happening to our manifestations and our visualizations. If we're missing a step, it's because it's not complete. Maybe it hasn't been given to you. Maybe you just didn't know. And that's why I'm so passionate to share this with you guys, because I have learned the tiny little things that are, okay, so how do I manifest that? And how do I do this, right? We all have heard multiple times that, oh, in order for you to create that you want, you need to focus on meditation, law of attraction, and visualization, and affirmations. Okay, yeah, but how do I do this? And this is why I'm so passionate about this work, because I've been able to understand those tiny little tweaks and those tiny little things that they haven't been told to us. And associating ourselves into the manifestation and making the colors brighter and bringing that sensation in the frequency, those are some of the key points that we gotta take care into consideration. The associating away from the mind so that the mind goes to work and we can easily achieve those things, those are the tips that we're seeking for, and that's why I'm here. That's why I wanted to share those tips with you guys, so that you guys know that there are ways for you to achieve the things that you want. Now, going into this week, I want to challenge you guys. I want to know how your visualization process goes, how it went, and more than anything, let's share about it. Let's talk about it. Feel free to DM me and say, how did your manifestation or even visualization was tweaked by this little nuggets that I shared today? Stay tuned for more information that I'm more happy to share in this topic, but let's communicate about this. When it comes to frequency and it comes to energy and it comes to the visualization, let's talk about it. Let's collaborate with each other. Send me a message. Let me know what you guys need. And obviously, share it, like it, subscribe. If you guys do want to hear more different type of subjects, let me know what you guys want so that I can put something together for you. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Just definitely helping me grow. Definitely looking for the feedback. And then we'll see you guys next Thursday.